Welcome to the Coach Paul Show. Welcome back to the Coach Paul Show. And thank you for making the commitment to come back each and every week to become educated, empowered, and entertained. So I've had time to reflect on the show and the vision and mission. One of my goals is to provide you with guests who are high achievers in their field. Being the top of your class is great. It's a solid goal. But I'll be honest, I was never a top of my class type of student. The reason I've been able to be a successful coach and leader is because I surround myself with people who are better than me at something, and I learn everything I can from them. When I was coming up in the ranks as a junior golf coach, I found out who won this top 50 junior golf coaches award in the country, and I emailed about a dozen of them, and I just picked their brains for best practices and strategies. And I'm so humbled, the very next year, I won that award, and I willingly offered the same advice to other young coaches on what I tried to do. So that's what I try to provide with this show. People with valuable life experiences, willing to share their pitfalls, and also their proudest moments. On a separate note, I value your feedback. The show is still in its early stages, the Coach Paul Show. Whether it's productive feedback, compliments, guest suggestions, I'm open to receiving it. So please let me know what you think of the show, questions that you want answered. So I'm going to leave my email address in the show notes of this episode, and I encourage you to reach out to me with anything. Thank you for that. So today's guest is a little bit of an away match for me. I've seen this guy in many races, but I don't know too much about him, and I'm interested to find out his story. From what I can tell, he is pure energy. Whenever I enter a 5K or a 10K race and I see him out there in the field, I can relax because I know I'm probably not going to win. Last year's Will to Live 5K, I was able to keep him in my sights, but only because I found out later he was doing the race as a tempo workout and not a race. He has run for the elite club team Alpha Crush and is currently the top runner at his school, Greater Atlanta Christian. He started off his cross-country season very strong with a top five finish in his first 5K race, a 16:53 5K at the North Georgia Championships, and a tidy top 10 at the North Hall Invitational. Please welcome to the show, Jackson Luskin. Thank you so much for spending some time with me today, Jackson.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
So Jackson, I've done a deep dive into your mile split times, and you're remarkably consistent over your running career. So you have a lot of years of running cycles on your young legs, but you always seem to have this positive energy and love of running every time that I see you. Am I assuming correctly that you enjoy running even after doing it for so many years?
Yeah, just always find new things to love, new people to run with, new places to run, and just keeps the spark alive, I guess.
Even though running can be a little monotonous at times, but it's kind of a huge part of both of our lives, what is something that you do to keep running fresh and alive for you?
I mean, there's always the new park over by my house, the Claw Creek Park, which is great to run at, the soft surface trails. And just finding new roads on family vacations and going all these new places. New teammates coming in, freshman, sophomore to run with, finding new people to talk to, taking on that leadership, being at the top now after like the whole half the team of seniors just graduated. So yeah,
that leadership is something I want to dive in and talk about a little bit. So based on your team results for Greater Atlanta Christian, you're the top runner for your school this year. Talk a little bit about the leadership role that you kind of got thrust into as this high caliber athlete. Is this something you gravitate towards and enjoy, or are you more introverted and it's not as natural for you?
I find myself to be some sort of an introvert up until I get to know the people who I'm with. And so I've tried my best to hop right into the role of like team captain almost, and just like taking control of all the new people, telling them what to expect, how to do stuff, leading stretching, runs, and just making sure everyone feels included in a workout. So It's odd having not done that for ever, pretty much. So it just puts into perspective like how much work all the seniors last year would be doing and what it takes.
Give me just a few things that future or current leaders of their team should be doing to kind of make it like a family experience.
On their runs, I'll come with them. We'll like play with like a football sometimes. We'll just be throwing that around. Or I'll like invite them over or something. Like if I'm doing a run sometimes, I'll be like, hey, want to come run with me? Or you know, we can do this. Or if I see them at school, like at a lunch table, I'll sit down, talk to them, make sure they're doing okay. So.
I think that's so important and speaks to the mature leader that you are quickly becoming or that you already are of your team. So thank you for sharing that. That's really good. Check up on your teammates. So you're very consistent with your running. I notice even when you go on vacations, you take time and run. Talk about that a little bit.
It's something I always try to keep up just because, like, whenever I go to the beach, just knowing, hey, I got my run done this morning, I'm over with it for the day, and now I can just relax. It's always nice, you know, getting up, seeing the sunset and or sunrise, and yeah, just meeting new people out there. So.
Yeah, not to mention how lovely it is to run in Florida. I always call it America's track. It's so flat.
Yeah, I did a long run there. I got like 5 feet of elevation gain, so it was.
Yeah, that's 5 feet on a long run. That's great elevation gain. Let's switch gears just a little bit and tell me about somebody who's been a big influence athletically to you the past 2 or 3 years to help you become who you are today.
So I'd say the main ones have been the three seniors that just left, Addison, Josiah, and Colton. And pretty much since sixth and seventh grade year, once I started dropping these insanely fast times back then, they were always like just offering me guidance, mentoring me, just showing me the ropes and you know how to have fun while working hard in cross country. And they're also, I mean, great people on and off the track. And so I just have strived to be like them.
What a fantastic way to honor them, and hopefully everyone has someone like this trio in their life to help them on their athletic journey. So, kind of a more thoughtful question here, Jackson. What is something that's kind of like an off the wall, but what have you learned about yourself through sports over these past few years?
It's a difficult question. I would say it's definitely like the ability to like discipline and just I've learned that from running and it's gone into school, everything I do, just holding myself accountable, like knowing that if I want to get to a goal, then I have to put in the work, whether that be running or not.
That's a very thoughtful answer. So, do you think that being a runner has helped you become a better student?
Yes, I would definitely say so.
That's great. That's just another reason to get into running. So, just like the first ever guest of the Coach Paul Show, Jacob Tarkington, I know you're a triathlete. It's a sport that definitely intrigues me. I've been trying to get out on my bike a little bit more, but I haven't made time for the pool. So, what got you into tries, and are they more enjoyable to you than the track and cross country season?
So I would say it would be a mixture of Jacob, but also my brother who does a lot of triathlons too, my younger brother. And I raced nationals last year, kind of at the prodding of my parents and some kids on the team. And I found that I really enjoyed it, despite the swim, still working on that. And since then, it's just been like a way that I can have fun. I originally saw it as cross training, a way to get like more fit, prevent injuries. Then I started getting pretty good at it and having fun with the team. And it's just been fun all along. But I don't know if I like it more than cross country. I always like the good thrill of a cross country race.
Yeah, I definitely understand that. I was just at A6 this past weekend and under the lights, 9 p.m., 9:30. I mean, it was electric. There were people screaming. They were packed in 5 or 6 rows deep of people. Just a great atmosphere. So I definitely understand that. Tell me about how, give me some advice here. I need your help. How to get in the water, how to enjoy the monotony of the swim. How'd you get into it? And anyone else listening, that maybe swimming is preventing them from starting their own triathlon journey.
I'd say it's a lot like getting into running. It's finding like a breathing pattern, just getting used to it. But also just like I find as a way that I can just like think. Like when I'm on my own, just like swimming laps, I don't have to like pay attention to what I'm doing. I'm just out there just swimming and I can think and Yeah, it's just kind of peaceful in a way.
I like that. So it's some of the similar benefits that running gives you, but just with less of the pounding the pavement punishment that you get that kind of goes along with it. So just switch gears just a little bit for me here. Talk about some of the friends you've made through your triathlon team, Alpha Crush, your high school team. What is it about the running community that makes it such a positive atmosphere and a great place to make friends?
I think a lot of that is everyone knows what like they what it took to get to where they are. And so they know not to do like bad stuff. And for sure around me, like I don't have to worry about my friends getting into like bad stuff, like doing. And so it's just we each hold each other accountable, and that just makes our friendship just so much better. And just working together, going through pain together, suffering, it's just makes everything so much better.
Yeah, holding your teammates accountable is a big one, as well as the shared suffering. Definitely those two are highlights for me as well. So echo what you said. Is there anything in the accountability world that you do nutrition-wise or for yourself? Like, you clean up your diet during race season. Is there anything different that you do there that you'd like to tell us?
I would only say I eat pretty much everything, but that also ends up being healthier stuff. So, I mean, occasionally I'll like let off, like if there's a weekend where I don't have a race, I'll like enjoy some candy or something like that. Or, but it's mainly during cross country season, just drink as much water as I can. That's something I try to implement.
Yeah, that's good advice there. The start of cross country season is always like late summer, early fall, and it's brutally hot. So, good advice. Now, let's fast forward you a year and a half. Where is Jackson Luskin going to college? Are you going to continue running?
I know I want to run in college, but I'm not entirely sure yet. I've started talking to some coaches, but not really. It's definitely something I should get on top of. But really, I mean, anywhere I can get into with, like a good team, good environment, good coaches, I'm happy to be there. Just add what I can.
Yeah, I'm sure any college would be lucky to have someone who has embraced this leadership role and is already running some fast times. I noticed when I sent the Zoom link out, it was to like a War Eagle something something email address. Is Auburn on the list? Or is that just like a childhood thing?
Kind of like an old childhood team. Both my parents cheer for Auburn whenever they play. So,
Okay, I got it. So now I want to get your input on you're in the middle of, well, what some people would probably say is their hardest year of high school, their junior year. College applications, the workload is a lot. How do you manage kind of like the balance of being an athlete and also a student and doing them both at a high level?
Let's say on the school aspect, just getting work done beforehand. Don't leave a lot of it till after practice, because you don't really want to do anything then. Also, just prioritize the little things when it comes to running. So like stretching, just like hydration, nutrition, recovery. Just you can't run fast times if you're not probably fueling your body.
That's really good advice there. Your body needs to be properly fueled and, more importantly, probably properly recovered. So tell us about a couple of your preferred recovery methods.
I just got a pair of those Normatec, the compression boots, and I've been using those pretty much every day now. They're amazing, and I have a foam roller I'll use. So, combination of those two, and I'm feeling great.
That's good. Talk about your stretching routine, either pre or post run.
Yeah, I have a routine of like dynamic warm up with some band work, and then afterwards it'll be like 5, 10 minutes of static stretching.
I like that, but it's simple, yet it's very effective. Probably your routine is pretty honed in by now after all these years. So tell me about what coach or what person in general has had the biggest impact on your athletic career. And why were they able to get through to you?
I've had several coaches throughout the past couple of years of running. I've had one some at when I used to run with Coach Jay Spector. He was great, one of my first coaches. He really started off the love of running. Had Alpha Crush, that was great. And then just pretty much it's been the same two coaches at both middle school and high school who have just seen me progress pretty much all the way back to when I was a slower runner in sixth grade. And yeah.
Wow, I think there's something to be said to have two main coaches for the past, what, gosh, 5 or 6 years that have seen you progress and can help you with your goals. So that's really important. So since you are so goal-driven, can I get an idea of what you'd like your PR to be either this season or your senior season?
I want to go under 16 for a 5K.
Wow. For all of us mere mortals out there, that's about a 5:08 mile clip. So that's a great goal. Is there kind of a race you have circled on your calendar that could lead to this super fast time?
Probably Coach Wood. It's, you know, flat, fast, and early in the morning.
Yeah, those are some great ingredients for speed. So I think you can do it.
Yep. And if I don't get it there, then I'm going to try to sign up for like NXR or Fleet or whatever the races are afterwards, running lane.
That's good. So take us through. All right. I want to rewind a little bit. You mentioned Jay Spector, former podcast interviewee of the Coach Paul Show. I want to talk about Coach Jay and how he kind of planted the seed of running love and what he did kind of specifically that made it fun for you and something that you're like, all right, I want to stick this out. I want to keep doing this and be who I have become today.
Well, back in those days, I had a lot of energy and I still do. And it was one of those things where I could go out there and I could just spend all that energy just being out there running. It was like 4 miles back then. And he made it fun. It wasn't just like, okay, go run around a track 16 times. It was like out on the road. We did some workouts. And I think a combination of him and some of the people there just made it fun and really appealed to me.
That's a great recipe. Having a coach that kind of makes it fun, especially at the beginning, and the right teammates and people around you, that's perfect. I know most kids grow up playing multiple sports. Were there any other sports in your life, and how did you land on running?
I played soccer for like 7 or 8 years. I was decently good at it, but I was also a goalkeeper, which don't do much running at all. And once COVID hit, like 2020, it was like, I'm done with this. I'm not having much fun with it anymore. And running's just become a big part of my life. And so I stopped playing soccer and started running full time.
Well, I think there are a lot of people who would say that you definitely made the right choice. And it seems like you have a lot of passion and joy in what you're doing right now. Give us a little insider scoop on what has made you so much faster over the past 2-3 years. And obviously you've developed physically a lot, but is there anything you're doing year over year to make sure your PRs keep dropping?
It's definitely implementing cross training, but also like weights, like getting in the weight room, making sure like working on strength work, but also mobility, like opening hips, like strengthening my legs, and just making sure that my body can handle being able to run that fast for that long. So
that's great advice. Thank you for sharing that. Now, what does that really look like? If I'm someone who doesn't go to the gym that often and I don't know where to start, how did you get started with like, what workouts do I do? How do I get like, what muscle groups do I train? Talk about that a little bit.
We actually have a class at GAC, and yeah, it's led by this whole coach. It's like, there's like 20 kids in there, and he'll put the workout on the board and we'll go out there and do it. And he like specially crafts the workouts to like what we need, what we tell him, what our goals are. And yeah, I just find that a mixture of that and holding myself accountable has already made me progress so much.
So finding a coach, finding someone who can give you those targeted specific workouts sounds like it's very important and it's helped you out a lot. Now, let's flip the page a little bit here. It's the night before a big 5K race, and you've got a, let's say, a noon start time tomorrow. What are you eating the night before and maybe the morning of?
Definitely tonight, just a lot of pasta. Just making myself a whole pot of pasta and eating it. And then what time do you say the race would be at tomorrow?
Let's say 12 o'clock.
I'd say like a bagel and some eggs. Like 7:30, 8 in the morning.
That's good. I know that nutrition is so personalized and individualized for everyone, but that's good to hear a little bit of a behind the curtains of what you're doing. What's something you learned from your early days of running that you've either had to fix or grow from, and kind of just talk us through that journey a little bit?
Mm. I would say back when I was doing Alpha Crush running there, I would have this problem where I'd always be running like hunched over when I would run, and it took me a while to realize that that probably wasn't the best way to be running. I'd always be struggling with side cramps and side stitches, and it eventually took like three or four parents and several coaches telling me to just stand up when I run. Finally realized that I was doing it wrong all these years.
Wow, that's really interesting. Now, did it take like you seeing it on video or something like that for you to fully believe that you were doing it?
Yeah. I thought I looked great when running, and then I looked at a video and it was horrible.
It's amazing the correlation between what we think that we're doing and sometimes what we're actually doing. So I'm glad someone was able to give you that feedback early on and you made the adjustment. I'm sure you got so much faster once you made the adjustment.
Yeah, I got so much faster after I was able to fix that.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear your running form has improved. Now, I want to ask you kind of like a deeper question here, but what is something that, on kind of an overarching scale, what has running brought to your life? What have you learned through running?
I've definitely learned what pushing myself looks like and what like putting myself out there. So it definitely helps in like real life situations, whether like a job application or just talking to like new people. It's just I've learned how I react to certain things and how I function, kind of, and just knowing myself better so I can put myself out there.
Yeah, the confidence you gain through running, especially at a young age, it's like if I can go out there and run 10 miles or maybe 3 miles at such a fast pace, what can't I do? And then you've just got all this forward momentum for your life. Since we runners are such creatures of habit, especially our routines, can you kind of take us through your normal morning routine and daily routine?
It'll be wake up at 6:30, down and making breakfast at around 6:40, 6:45. It'll generally be like a bagel with some sort of protein, like or a meat, and then out the door at 7, generally with like a protein shake or something, and then just get to school and chill with friends until class starts.
And then your practice schedule usually goes from.
Yeah, it'll be. Yeah, like 3:40 to 5:10. Yeah.
All right, so from wake up making the breakfast until the end of practice, that's a good 11 hours or so. How much sleep do you try to get per night?
Oof. I'd say probably closer to like 7 or 8.
That's good, consistent amount of hours. I have to give you so much thanks for all of your thoughtful answers today, and we wrap up each episode with 3 to 5 questions, kind of like a rapid fire round at the end. So
All right.
here we go. Question number one. What is a TV show that you binged and loved?
Say Stranger Things.
Amazing choice. I feel like that just kept getting better as the show went along. One of those last episodes made me cry a little bit.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, number two, what is one food you never get tired of eating?
Say any form of pasta.
You are a true runner and carb lover.
Yeah.
All right, third question, what purchase of under $100 has most positively impacted your life in the last 6 months?
I'd say like bands, like stretching bands. Those have, yeah.
Oh, that's a good one. So, can you tell us just a little side road here, but what do you do specifically with those bands that helps you?
It'll be like some like squats and like moving side to side, kind of. I'll do some like A skips, B skips, stuff like that with them, some like high knees.
There are some great YouTube videos out there of people demonstrating the A skips and B skips. That's definitely something I try to put in my pregame routine before I go out for a 5K. So look them up.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, so question number four. What is an unusual habit or absurd thing that you love?
I would say to any regular person, it would probably be running. I sure get a lot of questions about that.
Yeah, I can relate to that. A lot of coworkers look at me sideways when I tell them, what's your weekly mileage at right now?
I mean, this week I just hit 38, so it's been floating around like 35 to 40 for like the past 4 or 5 weeks.
That's a good healthy place to be. I try to keep mine around 35 as well. So, do you find yourself tapering a little bit in race season, kind of fluctuating a little bit, or keep it steady?
I'll be keeping it around there and then probably lessen it a bit for regions and state.
All right, so your fifth and final rapid fire question. On days when you feel overwhelmed or you've lost your focus a little bit, what do you do to kind of snap yourself out of it?
It'll either be just go on a short run or just call up one of my friends and just talk to them. Like, it doesn't have to be long, but just find someone who I can talk to, share stuff with, and yeah.
Jackson, you've been so gracious with your time and you've given us so many great answers. As a kind of a final word here, can you give some advice to an up-and-coming runner, someone who's just starting their journey and putting their toe in the water? What's some general advice you could give to someone like that?
I'd say just stick with it, just be consistent, and also find a good running community that you can join. Just find people to run with and have fun with.
Yeah, just like any worthwhile journey in life, it's always better with like-minded individuals.
Yeah, it's always more fun with other people.
All right, before I let you go, gotta say, go follow Jackson on Strava. He's always a fun follow. And are there any last shout-outs that you'd like to give as we wrap up the show here?
I'll probably say Jacob Tarkington.
Oh, that's a good one. Why Jacob?
Just like how consistent he is and like the emphasis he placed on everything with his team, racing, and just how devoted he is to it.
Yeah, it sounds like you are following in his devoted footsteps, and the runners at GAC are lucky to have you. So, just like Jackson is a leader and the light for his team, go be the light for someone else. Go be the light for yourself. Until next week.